One of the first things I noticed when joining the shul is how robust the CSS, the security team that we have over here. One of my first events attending was the shul dinner back in May, where there was a whole tribute, Greg's not even here, a very funny video, very enjoyable, to get to know a little bit about CSS. And would you know it, that the source for having CSS is actually a pasuk in yesterday's parsha. What am I talking about? It's not machlokas. Pesukim describe about the mitzvah of shmirah in the mikdash, of having guards actually stand outside in the mikdash, mitzvah 388 in the Sefer HaChinuch, where he explains, based on pesukim in yesterday's parsha, also pesukim pak and parshas Bamidbar, that the Kohanim and Leviim were charged with the opportunity and the responsibility of standing guard. Mishnayos and Maseches Midos, Maseches Tamid talks about the 24 different stations. They had 3 different Kohanim on the inside stationed, 21 Leviim stationed inside and also outside, where they would keep guard. And they had one person whose job it was at night to go around and to look at people who were falling asleep and smack them or light their clothing on fire. Excellent idea for CSS, if you want to try that out. To make sure people were alert, that they were on guard and they were focused. Now the Sefer HaChinuch quotes from the Rambam that the purpose of the mitzvah was not because we were nervous about people breaking in and stealing things from the Beis HaMikdash. It was not really a security thing. Unfortunately, in this day and age, we do need CSS because we live in a world where it's unfortunate and it's obvious we do need it for that reason. In the Mikdash, that was not the reason, says the Sefer HaChinuch. The real reason was, anyone know? If it wasn't to keep out bad guys. It was to give grandeur, to show this is a chashuv place, like Buckingham Palace, Lahavdil. You have guards at all times just to show this is a place. You don't just waltz in here. Not anyone could just come in whenever they please. It's a mikdash. It's a very chash of a palace. And he quotes from the Sifrei, Eino dom lepalteirin sheyesh alea shomrin lepalteirin she'ein alea shomrin. You can't compare a building, a palace, that is unguarded to one that is on guard, right? When it's on guard, you have people constantly. The changing of the guard is something that many YouTube videos, people try to make the guards laugh at Buckingham Palace because they're so serious. It's a very serious job. Are they really worried of people sneaking into Buckingham Palace at 2 in the afternoon and stealing one of the Queen's gloves? Maybe. But the reality is, the purpose is just to show it's a chashuv place, to show it's a place of great Kedusha, at least when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash. Where he explains this, the Mesharshi HaMitzvah, the Sefer HaChinuch says the idea is when a person comes to the Beis HaMikdash, to do teshuvah, to bring karbanos, to be inspired to be better going forward. When he walks in and he sees the guards, he sees people standing there. He sees it's a place where the ambiance, the atmosphere is one of great severity, which he relates to other ideas of having certain lights, the menorah, certain smells, the ketores, certain uniforms, bigdei kahuna. He writes in many mitzvos that the idea is to give a certain austere sense of the environment, where people come in, have the sense of seriousness, have a sense, this is a place to be humble, this is a place to have Yirat Shamayim. Perhaps we can add on that when a person walks in and sees the guards, sees people all around, you get a sense of, I'm being watched. I'm being watched. What a lesson for us, especially in the Mikdash. I'm being watched. Everything I do, Yirat Shamayim, everything I do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching what I do. How can I do Averos? Now I'm bringing a karban. Now's the chance to do tshuva. What an important lesson to feel the guards, to feel that ambience. It's very interesting. The Minchas Chinuch, who we haven't mentioned yet in this series, it's a good time to mention. The Minchas Chinuch, written a couple hundred years ago, Rabbi Yosef Babad was a great genius, A, because of his content, but also he wrote a commentary on the Rambam, but he put it on the Sefer HaChinuch. The Rambam writes in his introduction, Mishneh Torah, that I'm going to clarify everything. After I'm done with my Sefer, no one's ever going to have any doubts ever again. You only need a Chumash and my book. Ironically, the Rambam's Mishneh Torah sparked more books than any other book in history. So there's a million commentaries in the Rambam, and most of them go unlearned. So Minchas Chinuch could have written a commentary on the Rambam, and no one ever would have heard of it. But who writes a commentary on the Sefer HaChinuch? No one. So he wrote his commentary on the Rambam, and he put it on the Sefer HaChinuch, and now it's very famous as the Minchas Chinuch. So on this mitzvah, 388, he has a kasha, a question against the Sefer HaChinuch. He says, according to the Chinuch and according to the Rambam, the guards only work at night. That would make sense if the whole purpose is to keep it on guard, to actually protect it. But you're saying the point is to create a certain ambience, to give it a sense of kavod, tiferes, to give it a sense of glory and grandeur. Why would that only apply at night? That's the kind of thing that should apply all day and all night. That's the whole point. In fact, other Rishonim say, yeah, it did apply. This mitzvah did apply all day and all night. The Sefer HaChinuch thinks it's not about protecting the mikdash. Rather, it's about protecting, just giving a certain austere sense to the environment. Why would it only apply at night? And he answers, Tzarech Ian. If you have any answers, I would love to hear some Ian. But okay, seriously, think about it. Love to hear any answers you have. Why would it be only at night? But the idea is to take to us in our Mikdash Ma'at how important it is to have a decorum, to have a certain sense of austere respect for our Mikdash Ma'at, whether it's security or how we act in the shul. It's all about creating a sense of humility, a sense of Yiras Shemayim as we daven every single day.